tonight's game brought to you through rights granted by the GHSA, solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of the descriptions or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the GHSA and Granite Communications is verboten beyond any realm of your imagination. People in dark suits will come to your house and do bad things to you if you think about doing it.
With dark sunglasses.
Yes, even at 2 a.m.
And black hats.
And black helicopters.
The ones you can't see.
It's about the only thing we haven't seen here.
Yeah.
High snap handle. McNeil's going to take it. Short side. Cuts back across the field to the 20. Now he's going to go wide. Use that speed, Robert. Robert's got a first down. He's at the 35, 40. Cross midfield. Cuts back inside to the 40, 30. You can't catch Robert McNeil. He's a video game character. He's Michael Vick from Madden. He's got a 119 rating. Are you kidding me with that play? 86 yards. Robert McNeil.
Cougars will punt, and Carmichael is back deep to receive the punt. Zaylin Cook is in short receive formation. We block it. It is blocked, and it's going to be returned to the 10 and a 5. Dan, did he get in?
Yeah, he did.
Touchdown, Trojans.
Jahil Ekonomasang comes back there and gets a hand on it, Aaron, and it's almost like he didn't even know he got a hand on it. And he looked down, and the ball's bouncing, and he just scoops it up and gets it in the end zone. Huge play there for the Trojan special teams. Jahil Ekonomasang.
In the gun is Najee Pritchett. He'll keep it. He's trying to get to the outside of the near sideline. He's got it. He's got a touchdown. Najee Pritchett on a 4-yard touchdown run gives Villarica the lead on the opening drive of the football game. A really good drive, Coach.
It's going to be handoff to Harris. Harris finds some open running. You're across the 40-yard line. He's across 35 to 30. He's down to the 25, 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Sound the train horn. That's a touchdown. Harrelson County. Give that one to Mark Harris. Runs it back for 42 yards. For the Harrelson County touchdown, they put the first points of the 2020 season onto the board. It's now 6-0 Harrelson County over Pepperell.
Well, the tight to his right, he will look to throw, and he's going up top, and he's got a man, and it's caught, and down at the 10-yard line goes Skyler Thomas, and they hit him for 50 on the first play of the game.
Big second goal coming up from the 7-yard line. Greg, what do you do here?
You know, if I know they won't do Norm what I say, I would keep it on the ground here and see what you can pick up. And our offensive line's been doing a nice job so far tonight.
Second goal from the 7-yard line. Wants to throw into the end zone. Ace Williamson caught
what
it
a
for
catch.
A touchdown. Holy cow, what a catch.
Just as I said, I'd throw it to Ace Williamson in the corner of the end zone and let him go make a fantastic play like he just did.
Another formation, two to the left, H-back, tight end as well. They'll give to Gage Stevens. Stevens up the middle, 40, 35, 30. He could be gone, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Valley Red Devils, Gage Stevens, 45 yards.
This is interesting.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to go for two on an odd formation, and we throw a jump pass, and it is caught. Tim Tebow.
Wow.
Cade, you read my mind.
I'm pretty sure, Aaron, that was Preston Gentry, the kicker, that took that ball and threw it to Juan Nieves, who snuck around into the end zone. Cade, correct me if I'm wrong, was that Preston Gentry, the kicker that threw the ball?
Yep. That was Preston Gentry himself in his the great jump shot.
They send the man in motion, shotgun snap, looking, throws over here to this left side. It's popped up, it's an intercepted pass. It's an intercepted ball. They're going to be running that back into the end zone for the touchdown for Harrelson County. And on the interception for the pick six is going to be Wesley Cole for Harrelson County. And it is now 13-0 Harrelson County. I'm going to tell you again, Cameron Long, who was throwing that pass, he underestimated where his receiver was. And Wesley Cole saw the opportunity, jumped up, got it, ran it back for the touchdown. And now Harrelson County leads it 13-0.
Sends a wing in motion to the far side, takes the snap, and will pitch to Boyd. Boyd across to 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Boyd with a touchdown for Hearn County.
There are more Demon fans in Valdosta than Valdosta fans. How about that? As they stack up Johnson, who then peeks out the backside. Nobody home. Phillip Johnson with the first touchdown of the season right here on Graddock Sports Radio Network. Goes in from 13 yards out.
And it's 6-0 Temple. He had nothing where he wanted to go.
Peeled out the backside, and it was vacant. Touchdown.
1974 state championship team here. I don't remember the opponent. It's playoffs. I was watching a game here.
And Gene Campbell, for years, the voice of Grisham Stadium. Jones with the ball, tackled on the play by Proctor and Gamble. Don Proctor and Steve Gamble played for that Carrollton team. And I thought, that's kind of neat. Make Jif peanut butter and tackles all at the same time. On first down.
In the gun is Najee Pritchett. He'll keep it. He's trying to get to the outside and the near sideline. He's got it. He's got a touchdown. Najee Pritchett on a four-yard touchdown run gives Villarica the lead on the opening drive of the football game. A really good drive, Coach.
Third down, 15. Shotgun snap again to McKinley. Everett is looking. He's looking. He's trying to throw on the run. And it is going to picked off. Yes, picked off once again by Mount Zion. And on the interception is going to be once again Preston Denny, the sophomore. Mount Zion's going to pick that one off, and they're going to run the clock out, Ken.
Oh, my goodness, what a play right there by Preston Denny. He just sat on that route right there, and as soon as Everett threw the ball, he jumped it, and Mount Zion, all they have to do is run three plays, and they're out of here with a win.
Okay, we're going to watch this official on the right upright. Clay says he's entertaining. Oh, my goodness, it's Barney Fife. That's amazing. Madison used to do that when she was two, and she wanted me to pick her up. She'd stretch her arm as far as she could and smile. And that's what that guy just did. Thank you for that. You have made my day.
I saw it the first time he caught it.
Did you see that, Nathan?
I did.
That was amazing.
I did.
Together, and he arches his back.
They send the man in motion. Shotgun snap. Looking. Throws over here to his left side. It's popped up. It's an intercepted pass. It's an intercepted ball. They're going to be running that back into the end zone for the touchdown for Harrelson County. And on the interception for the pick six is going to be Wesley Cole for Harrelson County. And it is now 13-0 Harrelson County. I'm going to tell you, Ken, Cameron Long, who was throwing that pass, he underestimated where his receiver was. And Wesley Cole saw the opportunity, jumped up, got it, ran it back for the touchdown. And now Harrelson County leads it 13-0.
Sends a wing in motion to the far side. Takes the snap and will pitch to Boyd. Boyd across to 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Boyd with a touchdown for Hearn County.
Hey, wrap us up. First. Well, first we got
hold it. I want to know why Villarica's fans hadn't called in.
That's a great question.
I mean it, doggone it. That's a region game and it's huge, and all 17 of them ought to call in.
Yeah.
And I know that's getting down on you, but doggone, those kids played their heart out for you. And you won't call in? That's baloney.
Yeah, Villarica fan, you're out there calling. Donald, you were at the game tonight, though.
Pritchett in the gun. Looking, he's got a man wide open. It's caught. It'll be for a touchdown.
No flag.
T.J. Harbison, and there are no flags, correct. So a 45-yard touchdown pass for Villarica from Najee Pritchett to T.J. Harbison. Makes it 13-0, 6:07 to go in the first quarter. Coach, there's not a defender within 20 yards of him.
I don't know how they got so deep. So quick, so open.
Twins to either side tight. Vaughn in the gun with the moose. Four-man front out of Bremen. Straight drop, pressure coming. Vaughn going to go straight ahead. Woo! He got crushed. His helmet came off. His mouthpiece came out. And he just met Brooks Hardy. Lord have mercy. Look at it. Quarterback on quarterback violence.
Look at his shoulder pads.
Carter Taylor was involved in that collision, which was more like a car wreck. The nose tackle, Jake Thompson, was there. You get high load? He got high low load.
Second and 11. He lost a yard on the play. They have to get to the 35 for a first down. Brown wants to throw. Pressured again. And this time he is sacked back at the Sprayberry 40-yard line.
Brock Beebe back there gets credit for that sack. He was first man back there and got those big arms around him and started taking him down, and then had a little help from some other guys there. But nice job there by Brock Beebe, the linebacker.
Magic Morgan State here on the campus of Dade County High School. I knew I was going to do that at some point in time tonight. Oh, my gosh. But anyway, Ken, let's go ahead and get quick keys to the second half of both mounts.
They'll bring a man in motion. They're going to run that belly or off tackle to Dakota Brown. And he gets outside. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. He's in a foot race. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Dakota Browning, touchdown. Outside. Wow. What a run. 69 yards.
Four receivers in the ballgame. McCauley has Christian Lett starting tailback to his left as he works out of the shotgun. Now there's the give to Lett. Lett breaks one tackle, gets across the 35.
Wow.
Down to the 25, to the 20.
Wow.
Still running. 15, 10. Holy cow! Christian Lett.
Dropping to pass. Left side. Looking for Cannon. Intercepted. Intercepted, and it'll be a touchback. Beautiful job.
by Shamar Wicker. That's a jump ball, and Wicker just went up and got it as he looked for Cannon down the left side.
And that may be the play that Temple needed.
There's the flag.
Flicked it kind of a la Aaron Rodgers. The problem is nobody was there.
Wait a minute. I was here. I just didn't catch the ball, and I broke the equipment in the sideline.
Yeah, but you used up your eligibility 20 years ago.
Well, yeah. I'm down here with Scott, and Scott was looking at me, making sure I was all right. And I was saying, I got to hope so. I don't want Matt Skinner mad at me.
I wouldn't want to be on his bad side either.
Nah.
Ellard wants to throw. Chaz. Heavy pressure again. Down he goes. Another sack. Back at the 38-yard line.
Christian Zachary again, Aaron, his second sack in a row. He was in quarterback's face the past three plays. That time he had Chaz Chambliss also right there beside him, all in his face there. So nice job by the Trojan defense, making some adjustments there at the tail end of that drive.
McNeil rolling to his left. He's got the tight end wide open. It's Tanner Langley. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He makes the man miss at the 3. Touchdown, Bowden. Man, they ran him right down the seam, and nobody found him. Nobody was there.
Busting the coverage that time for Mount Zion. Nobody took the tight end. McNeil delivers it to Langley, and he takes it all the way to the end zone for a touchdown.
That was a long tackling process. They do not go down easily. They gave it to him.
Not even going
to
measure it.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing with these new fields.
That is crazy.
The hash marks should be exact, right?
You would think.
He was 4 yards short.
Not 4 yards short.
Some people may think he was short, but I thought it was close.
He was 4 yards short!
8:45 to go in the first half, and there's our first Mississippi State reference, Aaron.
And now we are going to throw a double pass. He's wide open. Let caught it at the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5.
Oh, wow.
Holy cow! He's finally knocked out of bounds around the 2-yard line.
Little trickeration there from Coach Calhoun on the play call there, and it was wide open, fooled the Yellow Jackets the whole way. Christian Lett downfield and waiting on that ball to come to him there.
This time it's going to be Clay Hyatt on the quarterback keeper. He goes over to the left side of the field. He gets it across the 25, across the 20. He gets it across the 15. Does he get in? Yes, he does. Touchdown, Harrelson County. Clay Hyatt on the quarterback keeper. That's going to be a 36-yard touchdown run, and Harrelson County will take the lead at 14-0 with 3:45 left to go in the second quarter of play.
Ball placed on the 44-yard line of the Bulldogs. They have them bunched in on the near side. One out to the far side. Hand off to Stings. Runs over a few. Now he's 35-30, 25-20, 15-10-5. Touchdown. 44-yard touchdown run by Gage Stevens. That's his second touchdown.
Well, they talked the timeout. And keep remembering Andy Griffith saying, just as fast as one of them get hurt, they tote him off and run another. Anyway, that's the first thing I thought of when I saw that.
4:28 left in the first quarter. Raymond leads 14-13. High driving kick. Let's see if we can get another good return here. Out of McCoy. McCoy comes up the numbers and runs into traffic, cuts across the field. He's at the 40, nearing midfield. He crosses that stripe up the sideline. He's gonna go all the way. Dylan McCoy with a 95-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. And now Harrelson County will have the ball first and 10 down their 20-yard line. They're going to send a man in motion. This time it looks like they're going to be handing the ball off. What's that? Stephen Hardiman this time. Hardiman's got some running room. He's going to be going across the 50. He's got to cross the 40, the 35, the 30. He could go. He does. 10-5. Touchdown, Harrelson County. Stephen Hardiman, have yourself a night. 80 yards for a touchdown, Harrelson County. My gracious, the score is now 20-3 with 5:51 left to go in the second quarter.
Ball's kicked off right on the far hash mark. Caught in the 10, 15, 20. Still on his feet. He fumbled the football. Bill Rook is going to pick it up, and they're going to score. They're going to score. Bill Rook has scored. And Mark McNeil, the junior wide receiver, has got him. What do you know? A fumble recovery on a kickoff. That's a second score on a kickoff tonight, Coach.
Villarica was on him like ugly on a frog.
Now we're going to set up the inside screen. Pass is caught at the 15. 10, Bob! Touchdown! Holy cow! An inside screen to the tight end. That was Donovan Brundridge. We're down now about 10. Well, the man in motion. Cross buck inside give. Peterson, open field. 45 midfield. It's a foot race. 35-30. Watch a stiff arm. He's really good at it.
and gets away from one. Now it's like a calf rope, and they strip the ball loose. Bowden stripped the ball loose and got the recovery, and once again, it's Luke Rainwater.
The right side has really opened up the holes here on this drive.
That's correct.
Need to capitalize.
Hand it off to Gage Stevens. He's trying to get to the end zone.
Touchdown.
Does he get in?
Touchdown.
He does. Gage Stevens on a 7-yard touchdown run with 6:54 to go in the first half.
Don't forget, we got all the post-game activities. Red Zone will be coming up. Charles Jetmore, the show that has developed something of a cult following, including my best friend. I said, you listen to the games? No, but I ain't missing the Red Zone.
Three receivers in the ball game. Malden from the shotgun. Hands it away. Turns the left side. Fumbles the ball. Kills and recovers. Jess Chambliss for the touchdown. Holy cow, what a defensive play.
All right, this is going to be a big fourth down situation for Harrelson County. We see Clay Hyatt back in, a quarterback. He stands back in the shotgun. Mark Harris, sidecar right. There's snap of the ball. Give to Hyatt. Hyatt's going to just walk it in there. Does he get it? Yes, he does. That's a touchdown. Harrelson County, it is now a 9-7 ball game. No flags, and Harrelson County will now take their second lead of the night. 9-7 on top of Temple with 3:14 left to go in the third quarter.
Third two, handoff, right side, Potter. Potter to the 50, 45, 40. You will not touch Ashton Potter. He wants it worse than you do. Touchdown, Hurd County, Ashton Potter, 61 yards. It is 35-13.
That was about as ugly as a punt as you could get, but it's beautiful. It's like, you know, when you have a little runt in the litter of puppies or something like that, it may be ugly, but he's beautiful to you.
Yeah,
and that's what that punt was like. I was going to say it's like having an ugly baby, but that's probably not nice.
He was 4 yards short!
For Temple, hands it off on the far side to Johnson. Going down the sidelines, he's still on his feet. Brought down, let's see where they mark it. I think it's going to mark it right there on the 14. Big run on the near side for Phillip Johnson. He finally got loose.
Yes, sir. The moose is loose.
Under center, it's going to be a quick pitch to Bonner.
There
room around the right side, and he is gone. To the 20, to the 10, 5, touchdown, Hurd County. Ashton Bonner just went 52 yards.
Holy cow, what a catch. Holy
Moses!
Holy cow, what a defensive play! Holy cow! Wow! Holy cow! Holy cow! Holy cow!
Holy cow! To borrow a phrase from Aaron Solt, that's a stone cold, all in, holy cow!
Some type of where you're going to run it and fake it and do a jump pass.
Yeah.
But the last time they threw something over the middle, Coates took it for an interception. There he goes. McNeil, did he get in for a touchdown? He does. Robert McNeil on a 5-yard touchdown run cuts the deficit to 35-20 with 5:40 to go in the third quarter. The sophomore quarterback got him a touchdown on 4th and 2.
McNeil surveying the field. He's going to take off and run. That might have been designed. McNeil, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Oh, my goodness. He turned on the Jets and got out of here. Touchdown.
Woo!
How in the world did he get through those two guys? But he did. And he got it in there for a valid touchdown. And it is now 20-6 with 6:54 to go here in quarter number two.
He's close to a first down. Pedro, line us up with that one.
Mitch.
Yeah.
He's short.
Well, yeah, but did he get the first down? Oh, wow.
No, sorry. No first down.
Sorry about that.
Got to keep remembering that safety. That two-point play there by Kiki Smith was huge. Ball caught in the 15, 20, 25, 30, and on the far hash mark, and he has a chance to go all the way. 35, 20.
He does.
He does. He's gone. Wow. What a run. Jacob Rotan all of a sudden makes it 16-13, took it all the way back along the far sideline. And the Lions have a huge play to start here the second half, Coach.
Not the clock.
That's what the doctor ordered for a touchdown.
Play high, got to keep it on the quarterback keeper. He sneaks up the middle. Does he get in? He does. Touchdown. Harrelson County, give that one to Clay Hyatt on a 1-yard touchdown run. And it's 7-6. Bremen, we're a PAT away from tying it up.
They'll hand it off. Gage Stevens, he breaks several tackles. He may go all the way. He's got a poor tackling there by Best Academy.
And Gage Stevens has a 52-yard touchdown run. And now it's 13-6 with 11:49 to go in the second quarter.
Matthews holds for Jack Pullen as Brody Derringer tries to hit a 49-yard field goal. His foot is into it. The ball is free. The kick is good. Brody Derringer from 49 yards has put the Blue Devils up 10-6.
So they'll go fast break here, and I didn't expect that from Villarica. It's another 15, 10, 5, touchdown.
No
touchdown,
flags.
No flags. Touchdown for Ty McKee, the junior. And it's 6-0 Villarica, 7-10 to go in the first quarter. Coach tit for tat on that.
Oh, we got a second. I want to wish my mother a speedy recovery. She
what happened to Miss Ann?
Back surgery yesterday.
Can she still cook?
I mean, I'm sure she can. I don't know that she feels like
I'm kidding, Miss Ann. I love you, and I knew you had back surgery. We were praying for you. But seriously, can you make me a cake?
They send two wide out to the left. Shotgun snap again. This time the give is going to be no. It's going to be a touchdown. Hurd County, Maurice Finch on the quarterback keeper. That's going to be a touchdown for Hurd County.
I thought screen to Bonner. Pass, screen to Bonner. Right side, Bonner. 30, dips in, back to the 30. Now to the 35, 40, across midfield. 40, 30. You're not going to catch Ashton Bonner. Save your energy. Touchdown, Hurd County. 75 yards. Maurice Finch to Ashton Bonner.
Now, Carrollton is going to try a 49-yard field goal.
Wow.
The hold will be made at the 39-yard line. There's the snap to hold. The kick is away, and it is
good.
Good! Holy cow! 49 yards from a field goal.
And it went 49 yards there.
That is wow. Preston Gentry that just put it through, and he is 3-for-3 on field goals this year, and none prettier than that, and he kicked it into the wind with 4:21 to go in a second.
He was 4 yards short!
Dane Kimball going to be coming in doing the kicking for Harrelson County. It's going to be a high wobbler of a kick. It's going to be caught back at the 21-yard line for Bremen. They leave a wide-open hole for Bremen, and they're going to return. Man's going to run it all the way back, it looks like, and he is going all the way. That's going to be a touchdown. Bremen, just a wide-open hole. Harrelson County left big enough you could get a 747 through. 13-6 with 7:16 left to go in the first half.
Four receivers, big play for the Braves on defense here, and they fumble the ball. Hurd County's got it! Down to the 15-yard line. What a play with 39 seconds to go and a half. We've got it at the Tiger 15.
They call me the breeze. I'm just rolling down the road. I don't know if that's the right word or not.
Yes, Lord.
We'll get back to that, I'm sure, later. He'll beg me to play it. I might even play some foot stomping music. Who knows?
Third and four. Empty. Long ball. McCoy. Right side. Caught. Caught. 20. 15. 10. 5. Touchdown. Trey Wyatt. 66 yards. And Bowden can, boy, they can explode.
Now Jay Pritchett. Look. Fake pass. Caught. Touchdown. Touchdown on the far side of the field. He got it to number 34. Check. Jackson Butler, the linebacker.
Remnants of the hurricane that has just spread out wide and deep, went through Texas, Louisiana. This time, Clay Hyatt on the quarterback keeper. He stands up, bumbling, stumbling, and zigzags through his way into the end zone for a touchdown. That's another touchdown, Harrelson County. Clay Hyatt on the quarterback keeper for 13 yards, puts Harrelson County up 30-0 with 56 seconds left to go in the first half.
Bye week coming up, and then a couple of road trips. We'll go to East Paulding and then Alexander before closing the year out at home against Douglas County. Have to pack extra underwear for that game. Three receivers to the left, one to the right.
Trips to the left, tight. Tanner in motion. They're going to pop him one of these times. Rolling is Vaughn. Straight down the middle of the field. Looking for his guy. What a catch! Completed the 39-yard line. Shamar Wicker. Holy Moses.
42 seconds. Down to 40. 39, 38. 36, 35. You know, waiting on a play here. Second and 9 from around the 20-yard line. McCauley wants to throw. Looks for Briscoe. Touchdown! Holy cow!
One snap and got handed off to Mark Harris. Harris finds some running groove. As usual, he's got more. He's going across the 40-yard line. The 50, the 45, the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Harrelson County. Give that one to Mark Harris. Runs it all the way back from the 23-yard line.
side of the 50, and Harrelson County will come up on top 27-10 with 45 seconds left to go in this ball game.
They're going to fake a reverse and coming up the near side and breaking a tackle, and off to the races is Tucker Hendricks. Tucker Hendricks to the 40, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Tucker Hendricks just went 80 yards, and I'm not sure how he did it. He came around the edge. There was a corner there. He broke the tackle, and then he looked as surprised as I was. There was nobody else there. He took off running, went 80 yards for a touchdown. Tucker Hendricks has made it 30-6.
Tube Snake Boogie, our producer Doyle, there should be a recording of some of the stuff we hear from him. I believe we could do it as a fundraiser at Christmas and sell CDs for Toys for Tots or something like the Kimmer used to in Atlanta. High short kick, 25 yards.
It's first and 10 Rome at the Carrollton 26-yard line. 26 seconds to go in a half. They have one timeout. Ellard wants to throw on the near sideline. Looking for wide.
It's intercepted. Going the other way. 20, 30, 35. Needs a block. 50. Holy cow! He's going to take it. Touchdown! Trojan!
David Johns, the free safety, Aaron, just came up and picked that ball at our own 5-yard line. Takes it 95 yards to the house for the Trojans.
There's a faked edge on a jet sweep, and there goes Levette, and he's going to go all the way for a touchdown. Nerada Levette, 37-yard touchdown run, and Central now leads it 34-21. They faked it to Cam Edge on the jet sweep and gave it to Levin on the counter, and that play coach is killing Villarica tonight.
Direct snap to Mark Harris. Mark Harris runs off left end. He's going to stand up across the 10, across the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Harrelson County. Give that one to Mark Harris. A 21-yard touchdown run, and that puts Harrelson County up 37-0 with 11 seconds left to go in the first half.
They'll hand to Mays right side. Touchdown, Eli Mays. And the Mountain coaches are going crazy next door for the sophomore, Eli Mays. Very well be his first varsity touchdown, the way they celebrated next door.
Well, there's probably not much doubt about that. A good job by the Mountain offense right there.
And he's holding his wrist.
Yeah.
Nothing better than scoring a touchdown and hurting your wrist on the same play.
He was 4 yards short!
You can win it with a first down. You have to get to the 35-yard line. French out of the shotgun. He has Omarion Jackson to his left. It's 4th and 7 from the 42. French calls for the snap. Has it. Looks to throw. Steps up. Fires. Pass. Caught by Borders. First down across the 30 at the 28-yard line. Chief Borders with a first down. And that will do it.
If I could do sound effects like Chris Berman, I'd go whoop. Because that's kind of what happened there.
Callaway showing pressure. And it's a fake. It's a fake to Bonner. Bonner around the right edge. He's got a first down. He's in the open field. Makes a man miss. Ashton Bonner to the 30. 25. 10. 5. Touchdown. Hurd County. Woo! Baby.
I didn't see that coming.
From the 16-yard line. They just fake a punt from their own 16-yard line. And Ashton Bonner does the rest. 84 yards. It is 16-10.
When you're out-athleted, you do what you got to do.
Holy cow. To borrow a phrase from Aaron Saltz. That's a stone-cold, all-in, holy cow.
Did you say it was Friday the 13th?
Yep.
5:01
to go. That was nothing even remotely close to it.
Under 5 minutes to go in a third, second down and long. Now they're going to go for the long pass play near side, and it's intercepted. We got it. Going the other way across the 30 and down to the 35-yard line.
Derek Witherspoon with the pick.
What a play by the Trojan defense.
4th and 6 now. They're going to punt. Don't punt. Don't punt. No, don't punt.
They faked it. And they handed it that big tackle. Hobson just tackled an offensive tackle for a loss. All right, I'm okay with that fake punt. They gave it to the fat guy to try to let him get something happen. Ashton Gable, the 300-pound senior, got to carry the football.
Guys, I have to be honest. It wasn't technical difficulties. I just wasn't here.
You was at the concession stand. You heard about the who was grilling the hamburgers.
Yeah,
tonight.
I may go to Waffle House after this next score.
Which one's your favorite one, Kate, again?
F- you walk in the Waffle House on Maple Street, you'll hear "Hello, Cade."
Okay. In the city, Baker. Baker will get it up there, and he'll get it across the goal line. Touchdown, Mount Zion. Sydney Baker will score with a minute 27 left to go in the third quarter of play, and that puts Mount Zion up 34-26.
He was 4 yards short.
Now this one, last week we had a skinny umpire. You cannot trust a skinny umpire. We do not have one of those tonight.
Ivy handoff to Levitt around the left side with plenty of room. Touchdown Central.
That looks very similar to the plays they started running the football on against Villarica last week.
Hurd County leading South Atlanta, and I have a feeling the South Atlanta coach has made the same observation I just made. And he's talking to the white hat down there, and he's like, man, 30 seconds just ran off the clock after the penalty. And Brad Stevens, in his fifth year at South Atlanta, is giving that white hat an earful right now.
Yeah, he is. And white hat's giving it back to him, too, it seems like.
They're not being socially distanced, no. And they're not wearing masks either.
Almost like the baseball manager and the home plate ump going at it there.
That was fun to watch. Kind of woke me up a little bit. 8:29 to go in the ballgame now.
First and 10, Villarica, they're on the move. Three to the near side, one to the far side on their own 47. Pritchett, he'll toss sweep to Harvison. He got around the corner. He's all the way in 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Oh, he stepped out of bounds.
He's in a man of motion. That is going to be Hardeman. Rolls out Hyatt to the left. He's going to throw the run. It's going to be a long pass. It's going to be a caught ball. That's a touchdown. Harrelson County got to give that one to Jacob Rodriguez. Jacob Rodriguez on the sophomore. And what a beautiful pass caught by Jacob Rodriguez. The score is now 26-12.
Seth has a fan club.
Of course I do.
Always the pretty girls hang around here.
They go strong to the left. They're in the gun. It's fourth and three. And they will give it to Grant. Grant is going to be stopped. And the Temple Tigers are going to win the football game. Penetration on the right side. They ran away from their strength. They ran to the quick side, away from their Hoss offensive linemen. And 34-28, the Temple Tigers, who trail 21-0, 6 minutes into this football game, they fought and they scratched and they clawed and they peeled their way back into this thing. They were down 28-7 in the third quarter. They were down 28-7 in the fourth quarter. They have crawled their way back, and they are 1-0 in Region 5AA.
He was 4 yards!